This episode of Whack Tracks is brought to you by Solo, a Star Wars story. Our crew is our normal crew. My name's Michael. What's your name?
Mac.
Yeah. I'm Mark.
Matt.
And we're going to talk about that movie we just saw called, like I said, Solo, a Star Wars story. This was all of our, second viewings?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's have the discussion thoughts.
So I'm staring at a Fast and Furious poster, mm-hmm. and I'm going to say that was a significantly better movie on every level. Production value, special effects, even the internal combustion engine sequence in the movie was better than the sequence in when they were getting sucked into that gravity well.
That's not a very good thing to say because the Fast and Furious is one of my favorite movies.
I do like where you're going with this. Like, we could talk a lot more about Fast and the Furious.
Mac was smart. He's like, I'm going to give everybody an out. We can talk about anything that's not this movie.
No, and so it's like each character of the Fast and Furious.
The character development of Fast and Furious
was better.
The character development right. in this movie.
Can't believe I'm going to say this, but Dominic Toretto had a better character arc than Han Solo.
The Fast and the Furious is my favorite movie, so this is just not a conversation I can have this way.
I really like the Fast and Furious, don't get me wrong. I really enjoy Fast and Furious, but this should not be the case. Universe with any justice, Fast and the Furious should not be better than a Star Wars movie.
I don't know why not, man. Dude, there's been way more worse Star Wars movies than good ones at this point.
Yeah, we really hit a tipping point here with Solo, especially.
I think this movie is terrible. It's so bad. In fact, I was dreading watching it just for this show, and then watching it again, I hated it more than the first.
I wanted to tap out like two or three times, but I felt obligated to continue the thrashing of the movie.
I've said this off mic, but like I tried to watch this movie 5 times before I was able to get through it.
So the characters. Here's my biggest issue after seeing it twice, right? And this is what I was gonna say upstairs, but held for this. Is the what's her name? Khaleesi.
Khaleesi.
Right. Akira.
Mira.
Kira.
Whatever her name is.
Kira.
Right.
Yeah, it's Kira.
She has no character arc. Okay.
Or character. You can.
Or character. True. And Woody Harrelson's character. See, what they should have done is instead of doing the stupid cliched, you know, don't trust anybody, and then he turns out to be the guy you shouldn't have trusted, he should have been the guy he should have trusted, right? And then you sprinkle throughout the movie, throughout the interactions between Solo and Khaleesi, that there's something not quite right with Khaleesi. Like, something happened to her while she was...
So you're saying that like they should set up Woody Harrelson as the guy that's going to betray him, but he actually gets stabbed in the back by the girl. Is that
yes? Right. And so
that's a much better.
So you actually have a character. So you see, because if you're in when you get to Star Wars, right? You Han Solo never strikes you. He strikes you as a ruffian, right? But not a guy who would like. Kill your child,
right?
You like it, well, he might watch my kid, but my kid will go on a treacherous adventure possibly. Right now
he's not a ruthless murderer, he just wants money.
Yeah, he's it feels like he's been burnt by the time you get to Star Wars. Like, he doesn't trust anybody, he's out for himself,
right? So if you had Woody Harrelson's character,
that would set you up for this. Yeah, sure, like the trusting guy is the one that gets screwed. So
they tried too hard to have him just be a good guy by the end of this movie, even though that's the arc he goes through over 4, 5, and 6.
Well, that's funny because that ends up being like the exact same mistake that George Lucas made in trying to retcon Episode 4, is trying to make him a better guy at the beginning of the movie than like instead of letting him go through that journey. So yeah, he needed to not be a good guy in this film.
But he did shoot first in this film.
Yeah, that's the only Han Solo-esque thing that happens
right.
in the film.
What about all the times he touches his dice?
He flies a plane.
He does fly. I'll give him that.
And he really flies. Like, he constantly talks about wanting to be a pilot and flying.
And he uses his phrases.
Yeah, he uses some of his phrases.
I know.
Man, the time when I thought I'd made up the scene where he says, I have a good feeling about this. Because it felt so bad. when he said it. It felt bad.
I can understand where a writer would think that there's a way to make that work and be clever, and there probably is.
There is a scenario,
but they did not.
I think you have a good movie with a good actor.
Well, the I know from Return of the Jedi, but the Empire Strikes Back, right? That was ad libbed,
mm-hmm.
right? And Harrison Ford had an understanding of the character. He's like, no, this is what the character would say mm-hmm. when a woman says to him, "I love you." Right? It doesn't have the same ring when a guy says to you, "I hate you." And your response is, "I know." As if he said, "I love you."
That's the problem with any prequel is you try to ham-fist things that never should be there because you're going in with a character expecting to see evolution of a character when they shouldn't have actually evolved yet.
Side comment here. What is the etymology of ham-fist?
It's from the German Hamfist, which is where you take a pig's head and you smash it over somebody else's head until they get the point.
I've just always been curious about that. It sounds kind of gross to me.
I mean it to be gross. I'm using it as a nasty word.
It is a nasty word.
And they're like, "Look, Juliet is getting ham-fisted."
It's just, okay, so...
Moving on.
Woody Harrelson is a decent actor. Childish Gambino, whatever his name, Donald Glover is a decent actor. Mm-hmm. Why would...
Why didn't they just say no?
Why didn't they say no?
Well,
because the dump truck of money that backed up to the front yard.
If you're Donald Glover and they say, "We want you to play young Lando." No way he's going to say no to that. That sounds awesome.
Is if you're the white dude that's in this movie and say, "Hey, you want to play young Han Solo?" You go,
"That's a little scarier."
You say, "But that's money though."
And here's the thing also though, what I don't understand is why Woody and Donald didn't just make up their own lines. Like, I don't understand why they stuck to the script at all.
Because Disney, right? You don't go against Disney. I mean, they fired directors, but they don't think they would fire them and recast
them.
Maybe
they did make up their own lines, and this was just a CG recreation of what they wanted them to say.
Yes, Woody Harrelson actually died during the filming of this movie. And
Well, no, he was in Highwaymen, which is pretty good.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it just came out.
Is it better than
this month? Significantly. And like, it also has Kevin Costner as well.
All right, I have to watch it.
Where's his rank?
I have a weird fascination for Kevin Costner films.
I'm just throwing this out there on the Whack Tracks. Do you rate this above or below No End House?
Oh, it's definitely above for me.
Yeah.
You'd rather watch this again than No End House?
No.
Oh.
I'd rather play Russian Roulette.
I watched this movie twice in 2 weeks.
The game at the end of Deer Hunter where they're...
I would still rather watch this than No End House.
I think I'd rather watch No End House because I think it's
funnier. What if it was shorter, though?
If No End House was shorter?
Yeah, what if it wasn't six episodes? It was like two.
It was still so boring. At least Han Solo has some interesting action sequences. And I think Donald Glover is charming
mm-hmm.
in the movie.
When I saw the first two episodes of No End House, I willingly just watched them out of curiosity, the first two episodes. When I saw this movie, I turned it off so many times.
Well, you basically turned it into a season, right?
Finished this movie because I said, well, I've seen all the other Star Wars. I might as well see this one too. But the more times I watched it and the more I saw of it, I was like, why am I watching this? Why am I finishing this?
So, yeah, I definitely liked it a lot less this time. I don't think I'll be watching it again.
It was rough. Even talking through it, it was very rough.
There were the points where we realized, and I realized it because I'd seen it more recently, there's so much movie. Like, there were parts where I'm like, okay, this part was terrible. And then I would think about all the rest that was still to come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels so long. And it was only 2 hours.
And they were always trying, it always seemed like they were trying to make some kind of cultural or political point in the movie. And maybe I'm just a little sensitive to that.
I can't.
But it seems like they were trying to make it culturally relevant when I don't know that the original Star Wars tried to do that.
Do you feel like Star Wars should be a safe space from those sorts of things?
Well, from the Empire.
I think most sci-fi is trying to make some kind of...
And I would equate SJW to the Empire.
Most sci-fi is trying to make some kind of social political point, but I don't think episodes 1 through
6 but Star Wars, I don't think Star Wars qualifies as sci-fi.
I think episodes 1 through 3 do a lot more than 4 through 6 did.
Well, there's a lot of politics talk, but we're...
Well, there's politics, right. That's not the same thing.
No, there was very much an anti-Bush sentiment, especially in like Revenge of the Sith. If you're not with me, you're against me.
I don't know. I saw that movie.
No, I don't know that. I think that's coincidental. I think that's coincidental. I mean, no, because because Lucas even said, I mean, to the
George
Sith,
Lucas
there is
cast
only
Bush
black and
as
white.
The Emperor.
No, there's only black and white, right? And he did it, and I think it's, you know, malice or competence. Those are your two options, right? And I think Lucas was incompetence.
Yeah.
And I think Lucas was incompetent in the way he tried to describe the black and white binary nature view that the Sith had. So he did it in a ham-fisted way. You're saying, you're either for me or against me, right? Instead of trying to do it a little more subtle, a little more terrifying, he just throws out this comment,
that's
you're
fair.
For me or against me.
I'm perfectly willing to say that Lucas is incompetent.
But when we were watching the commentary for this movie and we were talking about the character of the robot, we were unable to distinguish if it was a parody or in support of of the robot's political
beliefs. I think
beliefs.
If it's a parody, I would argue that it might have been a very good idea.
Well, it was effective as a parody, whether it was intended to be a parody.
So I'm still stuck on this thing with Lucas here, right? So, and this is an unfortunate point in his favor, right? I think he is so blind to those kinds of things. He did not see, I don't know that it ever crossed his mind that Jar Jar Binks could have been interpreted as racist.
Well, no,
I think that's a crazy...
I really hope that I want to believe that crazy conspiracy theory that Jar Jar Binks was being set up to be the Sith Lord behind everything, and that they just chickened out on it.
They still could.
That's what I want to see
in Episode 9.
In Episode 9, any episode.
At this point, it wouldn't make it any worse.
I mean, we can talk about Episode 9 because it's the newest Star Wars story.
The Last Jedi.
It comes out in like a month or something, doesn't it?
It's December.
Okay. Christmas. They come out at Christmas.
Oh, 9. Sorry.
Yeah, 9.
Rise of Skywalker.
Rise of the Skywalkers.
Does it say...
Is it
I think it's Rise of the Skywalker.
I thought it was just Rise of
Skywalker.
I think it's
Rise of Skywalker. Yeah, or Backflip of Skywalker.
Backflip of the Skywalker.
The backflipping...
The Rise of Skywalker.
The Rise of Skywalker. Yeah. So I don't know about the theory about Skywalkers being just another term for Jedi then, because then you wouldn't say the Rise of Jedi. You would say Rise of the Jedi.
Well, Jedi is plural, right? So now by extension, Skywalker can also be plural?
Well, yeah, but it would still be Rise of the Skywalker. And it could be a plural pronoun or it could be a plural proper name.
Well, maybe this whole
still
thing
referring
is,
to an individual or a group of people.
Well, it is just a teaser. This whole thing could be a misdirect, and when you get there, it's going to say Rise of the
over or under. Is Solo going to be better than Episode 9?
I think 9 will be better.
Yeah,
that's the hope. What about 8?
I'd even say
I like
as much as I don't like The Last Jedi. I would
than,
probably say The Last Jedi is better than
because
Solo.
I would never ever ever choose to watch Solo again. I hated this movie.
I still haven't watched The Last Jedi again.
I've only seen it.
But I was, in my defense, I was forced to watch Solo the second time.
I liked The Last Jedi.
I'm pretty sure I said, hey, let's do Solo. And you said, that'd be a good idea. I thought The Last Jedi was good as well.
I think it has some real weak points, and there's a lot I would change in it, but I do like the movie overall.
Okay, so I asked, and I don't want to get in a whole discussion about The Last Jedi, but I had another friend who made that comment. He's like, yeah, there's a lot of weak points. was like, okay, well, what weak points? So he gave me a list of, I kid you not, 20 things, because we were doing this over chat. I'm like, all right, so you have 20 problems with the movie. You think maybe your list of things that you enjoyed would be shorter, and you want to like the movie, but you just like tacitly admitted that you actually don't like the movie, but you don't want to admit it. He's like, well, that was kind of a good point, because you're the one who gave me the list of things you didn't like, which was longer than the things that you did like.
You should do the my hot take for the Star Wars movies in 2019. If you're looking at them in 2019 goggles, not when they came out in the 70s or whatever, they're all fine. If you watch them now and you've never seen them before, they're fine. They're not amazing.
I disagree with that.
I don't think that's... I need to find more young kids to watch this crap that haven't been jaded yet and just be like, listen, do you think this is amazing or is this just...
Well, there's a problem with that.
My kids liked them.
But how much did they like them?
Yeah, right? But...
When I saw them, I was like, okay, these movies are cool, because I wasn't allowed to watch sci-fi.
But Star Wars had such a large influence on... Obviously, culture, but the way
out of that, though, because obviously,
but you can't. You can't. If they've seen movies before,
you can't. New kids can't.
No, I'm saying you can't unless they've never seen a movie before. The influence of Star Wars on is going to. They're going to see that, and they're like, "I've seen this stuff before."
Exactly.
Well, this is where it started.
This is why when I went back and watched the movie Mission Impossible, I thought it was garbage, because every single thing that it did, I'd seen better on iterations. I'm saying Star Wars is like that, where if you go back and watch it, it's not actually that good by modern standards, because everything good about it's been cribbed and done better now.
No, I disagree with that.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I disagree with that. I'm not saying that the third movie has problems.
I'm not saying it's bad.
I think the third movie is actively bad.
No, I would say there are two movies in Return of the Jedi. There is a fantastic movie between Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader, and the Emperor. And then there is a terrible movie down on the planet with the Ewoks.
Endor.
Yeah, Endor.
Yeah, that I do agree with that.
I still think it comes down to like when you're watching it, because I think that kids can watch that and not give a crap. I did. I mean, I liked Episode 1 when I saw it because you're a kid. What do kids know? I think they watch the Star Wars movies now and they think they're fine. I don't think they think that these are groundbreaking, amazing things. Historically, of course they are. Culturally, of course they are, because they did these things. But I think that when you're watching them with fresh eyes, they're just fine, because other movies have done different things better.
I don't know, man. Like,
I disagree with that.
I put Empire Strikes Back in my top 10 list of any movies.
But of course you would, because you watched it at a time when it was really developmental, and it was also...
No, it's not true.
I think maybe
you're just seeing movies wrong. I mean, so like, The Godfather, okay, there have been other fantastic movies about, say, gangsters, right? And the only one I would even put in competition with The Godfather as far as gangster movies is concerned is Goodfellas, okay? But Godfather is still a better movie. It is one of the best movies ever made, and it was made before I was born. I didn't watch it till I was in my 20s, and I was like, that is a fantastic film.
Sure.
And it has had a significant influence on the way movies were made, probably even more than Star Wars.
But that's not what I'm talking... I'm not talking about the influence that it's made going forward.
Yeah, or the fact that it's a good movie. And I think Michael's arguing that the only thing that Star Wars did that was so... good was the sort of impact that it had in the time that it came out, and well, how it changed culture kind of around
it. It is not
that. I think that's what Michael's saying, and I personally, I don't think, like, I understand that they're relevant.
I mean, when I saw these movies for the first time, I thought that they were amazing, but like I said, I'd never watched a sci-fi movie before.
Okay, so what just setting aside maybe the little problems you can peck out of any one of those three movies, right? But as a trilogy, what has been a better trilogy that is obviously influenced by Star Wars?
Well, I think that they're fantasy movies. And I
like
think
what?
Like The Lord of the Rings is way more interesting to watch even now. Because I think Star Wars is more fantasy than sci-fi over... I mean, obviously it's...
I'll give you that, but I'd way rather watch... Episodes 4 and 5 than watch Lord of the Rings.
The way you were just selling it, you're like, man, all these movies have just done it so much better. So you got to give me something other than the movie that has won more Academy Awards than any other movie.
Are you talking about trilogies? Because I would almost rather watch most other sci-fi movies I've seen again And like, again, I don't think Star Wars is bad.
Like, what's an example? Yeah.
Like what?
I'd rather watch, or when I was a kid, I don't know. I would rather watch the old Chronicles of Narnia movies again.
What?
Yeah, man.
Than Star Wars?
Yeah. Because I thought that crap was way more interesting. I thought the movies were poorly done.
I'm sorry. I feel like something broke.
I don't know. I just feel like it's one of those things that we hype up as a culture and we can't talk against. I think that if you're watching them now with fresh eyes, because...
I'll grant you that.
They've been evolved. They're fine. Now, historically, they have to stand as these things that have been so influential on so many things. And of course, they're these cultural touchstones. They're super important. But I think what you're trying to say is they're like... This is me because I don't know movies as much, but like you're trying to say they're like Pink Floyd's The Wall, where you can listen to that right now and be like, no, this is freaking amazing. And here's why. I don't think Star Wars is that. I think this was influential and important in its time, and it became all these other things.
No, see, that's what I think 2001 Space Odyssey is.
Which I can't
see. 2001 Space Odyssey was highly influential. You know, Kubrick did things that nobody even thought you could do. Like, directors watch that movie and go, you could do that? I didn't even think you could do that, right? And it was highly influential. But it was way, way more contemplative than it needed to be.
Sure.
Right? So yeah. I would say 2001 Space Odyssey is Pink Floyd's The Wall.
But Star Wars, I think The Wall is still good, is what I was trying to say.
You're saying that The Wall is something it's not just good for its... like educational purpose. Yes, yeah, it's good today.
If it were released right now, it would still be amazing.
Yeah, see, I feel that way about Star Wars.
And that's where I think we're just going to disagree.
What it did
for sound design and special effects.
It's not just that. Nobody had done what you can give Lucas a lot of crap, and I enjoy giving him crap.
Sure.
Right? Because he's really only done two things.
And he really likes to hire people.
Right, he did the original Star Wars, which he only wrote outlines for. And then he created the Indiana Jones character that Spielberg basically turned into a great trilogy.
You're not going to give him American Graffiti?
I've actually never even seen that movie.
Oh, man. All right. Movie night.
This is America.
But so Lucas, he did this, you know, Joseph Campbell's Hero of a Thousand Faces, The Hero's Journey. You know, it had been out there, it had been moving around, but he managed to take that, the concepts, and distill it down to something that nobody had ever seen before, and then create this idea of the Force, you know, and the you know, I am your father, all that stuff.
Sure.
Right? And nobody had ever seen that before.
Sure. I'm not arguing that.
Okay. And he didn't just do it. He did it in an interesting way. He told an interesting story that obviously had problems in the tail end, but not the main story never had any problems. It was the side story that always had issues. And I don't see that having been done in science fiction or science fantasy, however you want to call it. I just don't see that having been matched.
I like you not including books.
No, I'm just talking about movies.
Okay. See, I have a hard time coming up with movies.
There has been other great movies in science fiction, like The Matrix, right? The Matrix was, you know, mind-altering. People saw The Matrix, like, that was amazing. But it's still not as good as Star Wars.
I would rather watch the good Marvel movies than the Star Wars movies, probably, again. Like Winter Soldier.
I always felt that, when they were coming out, I thought that Harry Potter was going to be, like, the Star Wars of the next generation.
I wish they were.
But it doesn't seem like it's gone that way.
Well, Harry Potter for my generation is pretty revered, but those movies are not very good. Even for most people my age, I don't think people love those movies as much. They sold, but they wouldn't have sold Star Wars money.
That's fair, I guess.
I feel like the closest thing we have to Star Wars is the MCU movies, which have sold the closest to Star Wars.
Yeah, I would say the MCU is the Star Wars.
And I prefer MCU to Star Wars.
I don't love Star Wars either.
Yeah, I'm not with you on that. I do really like the MCU movies.
I don't know. I don't mean to just poop on Star Wars either, because I've spent a lot of my time in my life with Star Wars. Like, I'm still a Star Wars fan, but I think that the reverence is too strong. But maybe that's just my rebellious backlash against something that's so...
The reverence, if you're talking about reverence from a cultural perspective, yes.
Well, historically speaking, yeah. And you can't...
I'd agree with
you
that.
You can't deny it. I don't know. But
I just think if you just look at them purely as movies and the impact they had from a filmmaking perspective, okay?
Sure.
And then you... You watch them today, having never seen them before.
I think they're boring.
You would still think.
Nah, man, I think they're boring.
See, if
you think they're boring.
No. I think that if you just take a rando kid and make him watch, and they're boring.
That's right. That all depends on the movies he's seen.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, maybe that's the thing. Is if you've ever seen a Marvel movie, you're gonna think Star Wars is boring. Is what I'm trying to say.
Right, because there's action every 10 seconds.
There's action. The special effects
I'm willing to admit that I find 2001 Space Odyssey boring, partly because I am used to a certain level of action.
And maybe that's what I'm trying to say. Is that if a kid has ever seen a modern movie, Star Wars is so boring.
And when I say action, I'm including dialogue.
Yeah. That's the thing. We've drawn out the conclusion I was trying to say, which is if a child has ever watched the Avengers, Star Wars is so boring.
Yeah, but that's like the same argument that's been going on for hundreds of years, that like things have been distilled and people don't appreciate classics, like kids don't read anymore. That's always going to be a fight.
Kind of.
I think you have to like expand your palate to the point that you can appreciate something that might be a little slower.
I
agree.
At what point is it?
I mean, I can say for me personally, if I want to pull up a movie that I think is enjoyable to watch, I'm going to go and like, yeah, I'd pick a Star Wars movie or I'd pick Terminator 2, and that's what I'm going to just watch. That's my go-to popcorn flicks.
And so Blade Runner 2049, right?
No, I put that in my intellectual category. Different.
So the first time I saw it in the theater, I'm like, yeah, it's okay. But then I watched it again, right? Because I'm like, I'd heard kind of read both sides, like why isn't good, why it is good. I'm like, I'm going to watch this movie again, right? Because at the very least, it was a beautiful movie, right? I watched it again, and I don't know what the difference was, but I was like, this movie is amazing. Like Blade Runner 2049, other than Jared Leto, who could take him up on a spaceship and space him, right? And
here's a weird question. What did you guys think of Tron Legacy?
I liked it.
Tron Legacy was pretty good.
Okay.
There are parts of that I like.
I love that movie. It's like, I love that movie a lot. Like the whole visual aesthetic, it is a huge portion of the reason I like the movie.
And the visual aesthetic awesome.
And the visual aesthetic in that movie are so amazing that's what lets me see past a lot of the potential flaws you could have with that movie. The way that Star Wars, you can see past the flaws because of what it's doing.
Yeah, I've seen that movie 4 or 5 times.
That's also a very slow movie with a lot of dead zone parts. But I think that I would rather watch that than Star Wars. I've seen Star Wars way more times, though, so maybe that's it. I've seen Star Wars so many times.
I just don't like Star Wars that much.
Maybe that's the thing, is I've seen Star Wars movies so many times, and I've read so much about Star Wars that it is hard for me to even really give my honest take of it, because you guys have your take, I have my take, but I don't want to sound like I don't like Star Wars. I've seen Star Wars movies a billion times. I used to just play tons of Star Wars video games. I've spent so much time with Star Wars. Maybe it's me exhausting the fun I could get out of it or something. I don't know.
It could be, because I feel the same way about the MCU.
And yeah, maybe.
And well, not just MCU, all superhero movies. Like, I don't care about DC anymore. I don't care about Marvel anymore. I don't care about the X-Men anymore. I mean,
what if Nolan said he was making another superhero movie?
I'm going to watch Nolan's movies until he makes a really bad one.
But that's not because it's a superhero movie. It's because it's a Christopher Nolan movie.
That was a troll.
Yeah, because I was totally burnt out on Batman until Nolan made a Batman movie.
And he made 2 good ones and 1 okay one.
Yep. That I agree.
I'm sorry, 2 very, very good ones and 1 okay one.
Yeah, dude, The Dark Knight Rises was so good.
Well, I mean, it is good. It's just, it's completely overshadowed by what he did before that.
Yeah, it's the definitely
the other two really, really good movies.
What would you say to a kid whose Solo was his first introduction to the Star Wars franchise?
Because
like, you know, there's kids
don't
that
give
this,
up,
right?
Kid. It gets better.
The first one I saw.
I would probably take that kid to the child services and be like, he needs to be put somewhere.
I would
better.
Take him to Total Recall
Matt
and
Mac,
have the memory wiped.
Matt and Mac, you both saw four first, right? 4, 5, 6 in a row?
Yep.
What did you first one you saw, Mark?
4.
Okay. The first one I saw was 1.
First Star Wars?
First
movie?
Star Wars I saw was 1. I saw 1, okay. Then yeah. I saw 2, then I saw 4, 5, 6, then I saw 3.
Yeah.
That was the order I saw them in.
Yeah, I saw 4, 5, 6, and then
I can say that, and maybe this goes to show your point. I saw 1 and liked it when I was a kid. I saw 4, liked it more. I thought 4 was better.
And I saw the
well, that's good because it is.
I saw the unedited
I didn't think 5 was
versions.
This master point.
Well,
masterpiece,
so
though.
That's the thing though. Like I saw 4, 5, and 6, and for most of my childhood, I thought 6 was the best.
I thought 4 was the best.
And then as I got a little older, I thought 4 was the best. And once I fully matured, then I realized that 5 is the best.
See, I don't know. I just, maybe that's my backlash against everyone saying 5 is so good. I don't think 5 is bad. I just think 4 is better.
Well, I think that's definitely a fair argument to have. There's
I think 5 is better. I
have
like
a hard
4
time.
More because I don't like sad things. Sad
it's hard to like a middle chapter of any trilogy.
Right, right.
That's fair.
In the comparison,
not true.
Yeah.
Two Towers is great.
The Two Towers is great.
Two Towers is phenomenal.
The Two Towers book is a very good.
And I think better than Return of the King, personally.
No, it's not Two Towers that's great. It's the battle at Helm's Deep.
No, man.
I like all the other stuff,
the thing,
too.
I have a hard
that,
time.
That battle is way better than any other battle in that trilogy.
I like... Yeah, I think I just personally like fantasy
that's because,
a lot more.
That's because Lord of the Rings was made with people and sets.
As opposed to The Hobbit, which was made with all CGI.
The Hobbit was made with sadness and grief.
It was built on my tears. I feel like we're going a little bit off the topic.
Well, it's because
we don't want to talk about Solo.
Right.
Come on.
I mean, I think we've had good discussions.
It's not like we can fix the movie. It's already made.
I mean, could we fix the movie?
Well, I already gave my
would we have
my
cast
suggestion.
Somebody else?
So I've
fixed it.
I've checked out my fan editing sites, and like there are several for Solo. They're still not good.
Would we have cast someone specific as Han? Han? Sorry.
No.
There's that guy that played a young Harrison Ford in a Harrison Ford movie recently.
River Phoenix?
No, not him. I can't.
JGL.
I can't remember
who
it is.
Bruce Willis.
Yeah, I've lost it. But like, and then I've also seen there's a guy that was trying to audition for the part, but he basically did it by posting videos on YouTube, and he does the best Harrison Ford impersonation I've ever seen. And I don't know if that's what you actually want in a movie.
Yeah, I can't decide.
Right.
If that
I think that's part of the problem. The movie actually never should have been made.
Yeah, like, really.
It would nobody. All the questions that they. They answered, okay, were questions nobody was asking. Where'd you get the dice? Where'd you get the vest? Where'd you get the name? Where'd you get the gun? Nobody was asking those questions.
No one even thought to ask,
the
where'd you get
the name? Yeah,
where'd you
get the name?
It's been said before, it would have been more interesting just to have a Lando movie, and I think Donald Glover could have pulled that off.
Yeah, I think so.
My personal preference would have just been to have a Star Wars universe movie that's not related to the main characters.
Agreed.
I
agree with that.
I wonder if they could have tried some middle ground to do a story that was about something else that Han plays a small part in.
He just like shows up as a cameo?
I mean, not even like maybe an extended cameo. Like if he played the part...
Like if he were like, Han in this movie, or sorry, Lando in this movie, where he doesn't really...
Yeah,
he's not
exactly.
Even in the whole movie. He's just
like
a part of it.
He's there that does something. Then you would have gotten a taste of it, and then maybe they could have found out if the guy was actually able to carry a Han Solo character piece.
And I mean, the answer is no.
There were rumors that he had to have an acting coach come on site for the movie to give him
Yeah, I heard
acting
that.
Lessons.
I believe it. And they should have had
a
more.
Better one. Or better yet, they should have canned him and restarted the casting process.
Or, just or they could have
losses.
Made a movie about the ancient Jedi.
You know, that would
or
be better.
Not Jedi. Like they could. There's so many
yeah,
Star Wars stories that aren't
right.
about Jedi.
No.
Bounty hunters.
That's what people want to see. People want to see Jedi.
Jedi. People want to see lightsabers,
they
but I don't.
They want to see lightsabers.
I don't.
Yeah, you should make a Jar Jar prequel. Right, that's right. What everyone
but
wants
to see.
But
it doesn't have to be.
But as like a Sith.
It doesn't have to be an action movie. It could have been a murder mystery. It could have been.
I want to see how whatever, Jar Jar whatever got you recruited by the Sith.
They can impress it. Like, we didn't want to see a movie about Guardians of the Galaxy until James Gunn made a Guardians of the Galaxy movie the way we know it now. We didn't even care about Iron Man before Robert Downey Jr. became the Iron Man.
That's true. I had There's no ways. Idea who Iron Man even was like, until I saw that Iron first Man trailer.
He was like a second tier. Yeah, like,
yeah, he was B, C. Yeah.
So like there's yeah, ways to
he
take...
He was one of the ones they didn't sell when they needed money. That should tell you everything you
it's
need.
It's like reverse Captain Marvel, where they made a Captain Marvel movie and the comics won't sell now. Like, they have this problem where they can take somebody that's not known. They can make a Star Wars movie about not Jedi and make it good, and I think it could do okay. Will it be, you know, Episode 7 money? Probably not, but neither was Solo.
Well, isn't that what Rian Johnson's new trilogy is supposed to be about, if he actually gets to make that?
I heard it got canceled.
Well, I'd heard that, but then I heard that it's, like, back in the works again.
What's he trying to do? Just a completely side
story? Yeah, just, like, not related to anything currently. It's just in the Star Wars universe. Like,
yeah, that
let
seems
him,
way cooler.
I'd be down. That seems like a much better use for him in particular, because he doesn't seem interested
he doesn't
in
have to bust
playing in that sandbox.
Yeah, and that's...
Did he make Rogue One?
No.
Okay. Who made Rogue One?
I don't know, but they replaced him halfway through with someone else.
No, yeah, he made The Last Jedi.
Yep.
I know he made The Last Jedi, and that's a controversial topic.
That's all that he made, as far as I know, Star Wars related.
Remember that part of The Last Jedi where he gets the milk? It's a good part.
I like that part. I think it's funny.
Funny is a very,
it's,
very
right, but
nuanced.
It's supposed to be depressing.
Funny is a nuanced.
I think it sells exactly what they're trying to sell with where Luke is at that stage of life.
He's a very dirty old man.
Like, I am not interested in any of this crap anymore. This is what I'm going to do.
Character development, I guess.
It worked for me.
Out of 10, where you put the movie, Mac?
Three and a half, maybe four.
Mark?
I'd give it a 5.
5 out of 10? For my brain automatically went back to 5 stars, and I was very confused.
No.
5 out of 10 seems
you know,
okay.
I gave it a 5. It's 5 stars, best movie I've ever seen.
Okay. What about Matt?
I think a 5. I think a 5.
I think a 5 because I like a world where it's so fine and forgettable. I don't remember anything about it.
See, but a 5 I would watch again. I may not like it, may not be the greatest movie in the world, but there's something interesting about it. Sufficiently interesting where, yeah, I might watch that again. I would watch this again.
I would.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would watch movies worse than a 5.
I'm not trying to convince you to change it. I'm just saying that's how I look at.
Well,
like, if I rate something as a 5, yeah, I might watch that again.
I know for a fact I'm going to end up seeing this again because my kids are going to want to see it. Because it's a Star Wars movie that they haven't seen.
You have to be an adult, Matt.
Maybe Matt's giving it a 5.
Matt, you have to be an adult and say no.
Maybe Matt's giving it a 5 to try and trick
later. If your kids wanted cocaine, you would say...
We talked about this.
No.
This is better than cocaine, I think.
We talked about this.
Moderately.
If this is their first movie, they explain every single plot so thoroughly that if this is their first movie, maybe it'd be good.
Actually, having never taken cocaine, I actually think cocaine's probably better than Solo. Except for the addictive drawback.
Well, my kids have seen 4, 5, 6, 7, and an edited version of 1.
Not 8?
No, we haven't seen that one
yet. Yeah, my kids have not seen the prequels, as far as I know.
You keeping it from them?
I told them they can watch it when they move out of the house.
His hot take. Episode 1 is fine. Oh. I think they're mostly fine. When I watched episode 2 again, I changed my opinion a little bit. It's not fine. If you just watch the clone battle part, it's fine.
I do think 2 is worse than 1.
2 is really bad.
But what about the cool love story in 2?
Yeah, that's really bad.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan of Star Wars until that. I only like 2. I only like 2, and I only like the romance in it.
If the other Star Wars
you
movies
like
did not exist... The prequels would not be as bad. The reason why I think the prequels are so bad is in part is because they destroy characters in the original movies.
They do hurt Darth Vader badly.
Vader.
But I think episode six hurt Darth Vader.
Turns him into a whiny little baby.
Episode one was created, and this is going to be midichlorians. This is going to be slanderous to people like you that grew up in the 80s and the 90s. Anakin's persona in episode one and episode two was created at a time when the most popular music, or some of the most popular music, was like pop punk and emo music, and it really fits.
See, I feel like everything that they're doing with Kylo Ren currently, if they had done that with Anakin, it would have gone better.
Anakin could have killed all of the Tusken Raiders to Last Resort by Papa Roach.
Like, I really feel like the new sequel trilogy could have been a better prequel trilogy.
If you swapped out the characters?
Yeah. I mean, you could hit the same beats and have your Darth Vader character, someone that we actually want to see where they're going and that they're struggling and like,
and that they're interesting
and
that
yeah.
they know how to act.
And this is where I think Lucas caught lightning in a bottle with the original trilogy, and he wasn't sure how to do it again. Because so in the original trilogy, you have the hero's journey, right? In the prequel, what I think he was trying to do was he was trying to flip that on its head and now have the villain journey, right? Mm-hmm. So you have in the hero's journey, you have a guy, he's not a hero. He doesn't, he gets the call, right? And he moves into this new world and he goes on this adventure and he becomes something he never was, right? He has this huge revelation. I'm a great guy, right? There are people I need to protect, that kind of thing. The villain, which has never really been done, the villain journey, right? That's what I think he was trying to do. He's like, I've already done this. What's that?
That's never been done.
In the sense that the hero's journey has been done.
Yeah.
I mean,
so that's what I think
you could argue
do,
something like Walter White is
maybe
is a
my problem
journey.
Is I've played a lot of
that
video
is,
games where
right.
that's a huge theme.
But I'm saying at the when it came out, when the prequels came out, sure. I don't know if you've really seen the kind of fall from grace that I think he was going for. You hear you have a guy who starts out for all intents and purposes he's just an innocent guy, right? He gets manipulated and he becomes the villain, right?
Yeah.
Walter White, for as great of he was never innocent. You never get this idea from the start that he's just innocent.
Yeah, he already had everything he was ready to break.
Right. And I'm not saying it hasn't been done since then. Some kind of, you know, villain's journey.
I mean, I feel like the new trilogy with Kylo Ren really is seeing that. Like, I hope that's the direction continue to go.
It can't do that because he isn't a guy who is neutral, right? And then gets the call to villain.
Well, that's fair.
And then accepts it.
That's fair. I mean, it's not going to be perfect. It doesn't fit that whole mold. But his story is the one I'm interested in that series.
I think
I could care less about Rey. She's one dimensional.
I agree.
Yeah, I was just.
I will agree with that.
Yeah. Well, that's fact. You can't argue that. I was fact checking dates because video games have done the villain's journey multiple times, including like games that came out the same year as Star Wars, and I think did it better than the prequel trilogy.
Like what?
Like Warcraft. Warcraft's the story.
Oh, Arthas. Yeah,
the story of
Arthas
is exactly what happens to Anakin, but way better, and he also has character motivations. And
that makes sense and are interesting.
Oh, you know, I can't believe. Godfather is the villain's journey.
Oh, well, there you go.
I feel like it's probably been done a ton of times.
I can't believe that. I didn't think of that. Yeah. So, anyways, that's what I think Lucas was trying to do.
Sure, sure.
Should have been able to pull it off. He's friends with Coppola. He's obviously
that's
seen
true.
Godfather
that's also
by then.
True, yeah.
He's friends with Coppola. Could we have seen Nicolas Cage in a Star Wars movie?
It could have happened.
Oh man, give me that for nine,
should
boys.
Should happen. I think
he should have been Kylo Ren.
It should happen.
Imagine him as Kylo Ren freaking out.
Kylo Ren, yeah. Or just a Snoke if Snoke hadn't died so easy.
And then,
or even if he died,
you could
so
have had
easy.
Kylo Ren do the alphabet. That's right. It would have been amazing.
I want to see that.
You can. Somebody should start a GoFundMe for. Just a recasting of every Star Wars movie with Nick Cage as the main villain.
Or Nick some Cage character. As every character.
As every character of every of every Star Wars.
I'm not lying. I think I've seen people deepfake that already. I think I have, actually. not like the whole movie, but multiple scenes, I'm pretty sure. Like I in my brain, I'm pretty sure I've seen someone deepfake Anakin and Padme in the romance scenes. I think
I'm gonna have to look that up.
Yeah. Maybe I'm making that up. Maybe it's too good to be true.
What did you rate the movie, Michael?
I didn't. I don't know. Giving Life's What You Rate It ratings, I'll give it a 2. It sucks.
No.
It's like diarrhea that feels good to get out. That's the best you could say. I think that's what we said.
That is a good analogy. That is,
no, that's what we decided 2s were out of 10.
So. That's the funniest thing I said on the podcast. It was
episode zero. So there you go. So yeah, I think we had a good discussion here. Most of it not about the movie, but that's fine. If you want to hear what we have to say about the movie, listen to the live track with the movie, which is the only way I would recommend. We're going to pick a lot of things where I only recommend watching them if you're listening to our commentary track. That's basically Whack Tracks the series. Don't watch it unless you're listening to us. But yeah, thanks for listening. We haven't picked a next show or movie or whatever to watch.
I think we do Samson. Gear Flix. I'm serious.
Samson?
I'm throwing that in.
I'm still voting for Kevin Costner Marathon.
Is it the God's Not Dead guy?
What?
Is he Samson?
No. No.
Kevin Sorbo?
No, yeah, Kevin Sorbo. He played Hercules. Okay. He can't also be Samson. That wouldn't be fair.
I've never seen a Pure Flix film, I don't think.
You've never seen a Pure Flix film?
I don't think so.
Your life is better.
Are those like
Facing the Giants?
Oh, those are all that? Okay. I've seen all those ones.
Well, I don't know if those are Pureflix, but
no, because they're the ones made by that church.
Yeah, those aren't Pureflix.
They're the same level.
Pureflix is God's Not Dead, and then this thing. And
what about God's Not Dead too?
I think they made that too.
Yeah,
I think they've made. Oh, in
the one that's in the theaters now,
Christian meets
the Planned Parenthood movie.
Oh, Unplanned.
Yeah,
I actually heard
which I've heard is good.
Yeah,
but I haven't seen it. I'm not anxious to see that. I feel like it's going to be like watching Schindler's List.
I'm just saying, just from the trailers, there's going to be so much fodder for funny in Samson. Like, the director had no intention for this to being funny, and it's just going to be hilarious.
We could watch Noah.
Oh.
I don't. That's rough.
It has real actors in it, though.
Homicidal Noah? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe we could put a vote up. You think we should put a vote up? See what people say.
Well, how much?
Well, let's get everybody's input first. I
don't.
He wants a Kevin Costner film.
I just think his are all spectacularly mediocre and easy to make fun of.
Yeah.
We watch Hero season 2.
That would mean at some point I have to watch Hero season 1 and stop saving it for my rainy day.
Hero season 2.
You haven't seen it.
No, he hasn't.
So I watched the first 4 episodes of Heroes, and I said, I absolutely love this TV show. I don't want to keep watching it and ruin it. And that's really my stance. I was like, if I watch this show and keep watching it, I'll hate it like everyone else. But these first 4 episodes I thought were amazing.
No, dude, if you watch Heroes season 1 season as if it's just one season of TV. But Heroes season 2 is only like 10 episodes because of the writer's strike.
But is Heroes season 2 really bad, or is it like The Matrix 2 where like I might actually like
It's really bad.
No, I would say it's more like Matrix 2.
Yeah, because it leads into The Matrix 3, which...
It hurts character arcs from the first season.
It does.
My favorite thing about the coolest parts of
the first season is the fact that like a lot of characters go on complete journeys and they're like, oh, there's that.
Yeah.
That's their whole thing. By nature of there being more, you're like, oh, that's not the whole thing, and that makes it worse.
The biggest problem with season 2 is that you can't stop at season 2, but you could definitely stop at season 1.
Oh, see. I stopped at The Matrix 1 for a long time, and eventually I saw The Matrix 2, which I'd heard was terrible. And it's weird. I don't think you should lump them together because I think The Matrix 1 is an amazing standalone film.
Mm-hmm.
The Matrix 2 is one of those movies that I don't think it's a good movie, but I might like it. Because most of the movie, you have no idea what's going on. It doesn't explain anything. And the last is just a giant brain dump that maybe doesn't make any sense, or maybe makes everything make sense.
I'm not sure if this applies to the Blu-ray, but on the DVD, if you start at scene 20 on The Matrix 2, watch for about 30 minutes, and then you're out, and you've seen all the good action.
Thanks for listening to whatever Whack Tracks episode 7, probably, for Solo Star Wars.
What are you eating?
Terrible title.
What are you eating?
I'm trying to eat ice because my throat's hurting, but Solo a Star Wars Story, we didn't talk about the title. That sucks.
Solo Star Wars Story.
Solo : A Star Wars Story? What a piece of crap.
Should have been Solo, How He Got His Name.
Solo, check out these cool dice.
It should have been Solo, starring Mario Van Peebles.
Yes. Agreed.
Thanks for listening.